Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We have our main event for TakeOver Portland, some big changes to the house show business, and a musical for a wrestling legend. For Thursday, January the 30th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I'm Goldie's daddy. And Adam, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen tonight. You're going to walk your ass down that aisle. You're going to walk up these steps, you're going to get in this ring, and Adam Cole, I am going to whoop your ass. Then I'm going to pick you up and powerbomb you straight through this table. X marks the damn spot, Adam. Then I'm going to sign me a damn contract, and Adam Cole, in Portland, I'm going to take back my NXT title in Portland. I'm going to take back my life in Portland. Goldie comes home.
We've just had the Rumble. We're on the road to WrestleMania, but one stop on that road is NXT TakeOver Portland. And last night on NXT, we had the main event for that show, signed, sealed, and delivered in blood, which is always hygienic. Last night, it was confirmed that Adam Cole will defend the NXT Championship at NXT TakeOver Portland against Tommaso Ciampa. They had themselves a really fun segment, which saw Ciampa wiping out the Undisputed Era backstage and ended with putting Adam Cole through a table and signing the contract using blood from the back of his head. It looked like during that fracas with Adam Cole and Tommaso Ciampa, Ciampa may have cut the back of his head when Cole hit him with the microphone. Well, it's more Cole cutting him open rather than Ciampa cutting himself open, but you get the idea. This is very much the main event that they have been teasing ever since NXT went on the USA Network. The first night back on the USA Network, well, the first show on the USA Network saw the return of Tommaso Ciampa. And ever since then, we've had a few obstacles in the way of that match coming to fruition in the shape of War Games and Survivor Series and the Royal Rumble and Worlds Collide. But now that match is happening. My concern going into this match was that Tommaso Ciampa, and this is a personal opinion, Tommaso Ciampa may have lost a bit of steam. The year before last, he was the hottest heel, I would say, in WWE. Just had this edge about him. He's come back and he's on the good guy side of the fence, but he has maintained a fair amount of that big energy that he had as a bad guy. And despite the distractions through stuff like Survivor Series and War Games and such, he still seems to have stayed in the top picture. And also, despite the rise of other big talent on NXT. Hi, Keith Lee, how you doing? Tommaso Ciampa is still very much a key figure for that show. So it makes sense that we're finally getting the blow-off match between Cole and Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT Championship at TakeOver Portland. So the card for NXT TakeOver Portland shakes down like this. Finn Balor takes on Johnny Gargano. This is a match several months in the making, held off as a result of Johnny Gargano's injury. We're finally getting it in Portland in a few weeks' time. Rhea Ripley will defend the NXT Women's Championship against Bianca Belair. A lot of talk over the last week about the naming of that championship and whether there are indeed plans going forward to drop the word women's from it and it just becomes the NXT Championship held by Rhea Ripley. We will see. The tag team championships will be on the line as Undisputed Era will be facing the winners of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic from last night on NXT, the Broserweights, Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne. That should be a hell of a match. Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. And of course, as we've already said, the main event, which will be Adam Cole versus Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT Championship. That is a solid card for TakeOver Portland. I'm fine with this. We're going to break down everything that happened on NXT last night on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a bit later on today. It'll be me and you for NXT Graded. A big eight-man tag team match has been set for next week as a result of shenanigans going down on AEW Dynamite. We are going to see Kenny Omega and Adam Page teaming with the Young Bucks to face the Lucha Brothers and the Butcher and the Blade. I've enjoyed the little tension that has existed between Adam Page and the Young Bucks. And then maybe a bit of Kenny Omega as well. Hangman Page very much on the outside of this sort of elite click within AEW. Whether that comes to a head next week on Dynamite in this big eight-man tag will remain to be seen. Talking of a part of that tag team match, the Young Bucks, they're writing an autobiography we've discovered this week called The Young Bucks Killing the Business from the Backyards to the Big League, set for a release on the 29th of September by Day Street Books. Also, Wrestling Observer spoke to Nick Jackson about the Young Bucks' decision to leave Twitter. They said that it wasn't any specific incident that caused them to bin off social media, nothing to do with online negative reactions, but just in general, both Matt and Nick Jackson have been thinking about it, saying that it's quite a negative place to be a lot of the time, so it's better just to kind of come away from it altogether. Kind of agree with the Young Bucks on this. Like, I'm a big fan of Twitter, and more so Twitter than Facebook in 2020. But I'll be honest, I've never come closer to binning it off than I have in the last 6 months. Just, it gets quite negative, doesn't it? I kind of applaud them for making the decision to bin it off altogether. They're very brave. A tough break for AEW. They still are yet to find a pay-per-view provider in the United Kingdom. This comes as a result of a big announcement from ITV a few days back. They announced that they were closing ITV Box Office. This is their pay-per-view strand of the ITV network in the UK. And this was the main provider for British fans for AEW pay-per-views. So it kind of leaves them a little bit stuck. Obviously, Fight are still showing AEW pay-per-views, but this is going to show a significant loss in the UK of a placement for AEW. As it stands, the Revolution pay-per-view will be on Fight. It'll be streaming on there. There are talks with another pay-per-view provider in the UK, according to the Wrestling Observer, but there's not many options to choose from. I mean, I'm looking around the scope for providers in the UK. I mean, one of the biggest ones on this side of the water is Sky. And Sky have just got rid of their wrestling products altogether. So you can't imagine they're going to be back in the mix looking for something like that. Then you've got BT Sport, who have just signed a deal with WWE. So I'm pretty sure that won't be happening either. You've then got some smaller pay-per-view providers. There is such a void, such a gap in terms of coverage and size for pay-per-view providers in the UK between Sky and BT Sport. There's a massive gap between them. This is why BT Sport have really doubled down on promotion for Sky, for WWE in the UK, because Sky was in far more homes than BT Sport. And even then, ITV is in far more homes than Sky. It's a funny one. They still have a presence on terrestrial television, though. This is really important to air. ITV4 will air one-hour pre-show live shows on their TV channel to push buys, which makes a lot of sense. since there's still partners that buy into the pay-per-view scene in the UK. So you'll still see the pre-show on ITV4, and obviously it doesn't affect their terrestrial placement at all either. They're still going to be very much a part of the UK scene as well. But they need a new pay-per-view provider, so if you know anybody in the UK, get in touch. Is Setanta still going?
All right, Portland, it's almost here as JVC Kaboombox presents the return of the WWF Live to the Cumberland County Civic Center Friday night, November 27th. In the main event, inside of a 15-foot-high steel cage, the 7-foot evil monster Kane will meet the number one contender for the WWF Championship, The Rock. In addition to that, the Intercontinental title will be on the line as Ken Shamrock and Mankind battle it out. You will see the New Age Outlaws defend the tag team titles, Goldust against Val Venus. All this and more Friday, November 27th.
Moving on to live events now, and WWE are looking to change their house show business in 2020. This has been quite the discussion on the low key for the last 12 months, because WWE live events, which used to be such a big part of the WWE's product, are just not working anymore. There was a point where you would, you know, I'm going way back to like the late 80s, the early 90s, where all of this began, where you would have like your TV shows, which would be designed to get people to the house shows. You would have pay-per-view events that would be designed to get people to come to live event tours. But the way that wrestling works has changed so much over the last couple of decades that, unfortunately, house shows are suffering. And you see why, because there is already so much wrestling to consume on a daily basis that house shows don't get a look in. And all you've seen as well photos of live event crowd attendance, and how for across the board, and it's nothing to do with product, I'm not going to get into a discussion on whether the product's right or whatever, but across the board, people aren't going to live events as much as they used to. The Royal Rumble is looking like it's going to be the biggest pay-per-view of 2020, with the exception of WrestleMania, in terms of live gates. But then a lot of the house shows and live events aren't going to get anywhere near filling up a side, let alone filling up the entire venue. So something needs to change. The people aren't coming in, which means consequently the money's not being made on tickets and merchandise, which means they're operating at a loss, which also means that the wrestlers who are working these shows are playing to smaller crowds for less money. And you could use that time to give the guys a rest. Just thinking. So there are changes coming, and this comes from Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer, who says, instead of two brands doing four shows per week, as has been the case for years, house shows have become now more rare. There are no regular house shows this coming weekend in the US. There is one super show on the 9th of February in Fresno. There are two following that on the 15th and 16th of February. Both super shows combining Raw and SmackDown stars. And then on the 23rd of February, there is a Raw brand house show, which is in Brandon, Manitoba. And that is the only Raw house show of the entire month. And then there's one SmackDown only brand house show, which is on the 29th of February, which is in Elmira, New York. And they've really cut these back. And I think it's absolutely the right thing to do. The great part about this is it saves your losses on playing 100 different dates a year. And it also gives your talent a chance to rest. Like, it gives them like swathes of time off, which I think is so important. And it just makes those house shows, the limited number of house shows they do, feel more important. Like, there's two super house shows, which they're doing, and then one Raw one and one SmackDown one. So it feels a bit more important to do it that way. I'm hoping this sees a big change of form going into 2020 on how WWE views live events. So as we know by now, Andrade is off WWE television for 30 days, having failed the WWE wellness policy. Now, it looks like it was a failed drug test that caught him out. We did talk on the news video a couple of days ago about sometimes it can just be an administrative issue that causes a failure and a suspension on this case. But it looks like it was a drug test failure, according to the Wrestling Observer. And it looks like Andrade is away for 30 days. Now, they made the decision to keep the United States Championship on Andrade while he's away. And that is a decision that was pushed for by Paul Heyman, who has said that Andrade is a massive part of his plans going forward for Monday Night Raw, and felt it was too early for him to lose the United States Championship, and also too early in a long-term program with Humberto Carrillo for Carrillo to get the win and the championship. Hence, the compromise they made, which saw Carrillo taking out Andrade and thus writing him off television for 30 days. Andrade will be back just before the end of February for the Raw show from Canada. He's expected to immediately begin, He's expected to immediately continue his rivalry with Humberto Carrillo once he's back. A few notes about the Royal Rumble pay-per-view from this past Sunday. We understand, according to the Wrestling Observer, that the men's Royal Rumble was put together by a combination of Shane McMahon, James Gibson, formerly known as Jamie Noble, Lance Evers, a.k.a. Lance Storm, and Chris Park, Impact's Abyss. They got input from Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar regarding the first part of the match. So obviously that was where Brock Lesnar was being all dominant and stuff. Vince McMahon was very heavily involved in the final moments of the Rumble and the sequence that saw the McIntyre win. Vince McMahon made the call on Drew McIntyre getting the Royal Rumble win, and also Drew McIntyre eliminating Roman Reigns last. Those are decisions that came from Vince McMahon. The Women's Royal Rumble was put together by Michael Hayes, Tyson Kidd, TJ Wilson, Adam Pearce, Mickey James, and on the day, Paul Levesque helped with sort of helping the flow of how it was all put together. And to continue the Lesnar-Riddle situation from the weekend as well, this is, of course, Brock Lesnar and Matt Riddle's altercation backstage before the Royal Rumble, the one that saw Brock Lesnar tell Matt Riddle to stop saying his name because they will never work together ever. Off the back of this, Matt Riddle spoke to the WWE cameras and said the following.
I'm gonna leave my hands on Brock.
You know, I saw him throwing everybody around. I don't care what he says or anybody else says. I don't care if he wants the match or not. I'm gonna get it. I don't care. It's not up to him. I don't like being told no, especially when I work as hard as I do. And trust me, I guarantee you, I get my hands on him and I make that match happen. And I take his career. I promise.
Matt Riddle, who clearly does not have an F to give. Kalisto and Mandy Rose have both signed brand new deals with WWE. This was reported by Pro Wrestling Sheet yesterday. Kalisto, a.k.a. Emmanuel Rodriguez, at the age of 33, has signed himself a multi-year deal, possibly up to 5 years for him. Mandy Rose as well has signed a brand new five-year deal. Mandy Rose is very much a hot property on SmackDown at the moment. That you can tell that there is people involved in that show who see great things for Mandy Rose. And as for Kalisto, very much a go-to guy for the Cruiserweight division, for 205 Live. He's very versatile. You could put him anywhere, and they clearly have some hopes for him and some plans for him because they've signed him for another 5 years. We say goodbye to Montel Vontavious Porter. He went to Instagram and posted the following. One for the history books. My final WWE match took place on Monday Night Raw against my close friend and legend Rey Mysterio. A great way to close out that chapter. The end of my career looms larger every month. It's been one hell of a ride, but I'm not finished just yet. But soon, very soon. Thank you, WWE and the WWE Universe, for all the love. What an amazing week I have had. We thought that MVP was going to have a few more dates with WWE. That was certainly what we were informed from numerous sources. That seems to have changed. But either way, it's a great way for MVP to go out. There's a really wonderful interview he did on WWE's YouTube channel where he talks about how amazing it is to come back and have his son ringside to watch his dad wrestle his favorite wrestler. Like, it was honestly the most wholesome thing, and it's worth a watch.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I want you to meet Ivan Koloff, who hails from Russia, who has caused a stir in this country. He did it first by... We want you to meet Ivan Koloff, who hails from Russia, who has caused a stir in this country. He did it first by defeating Bruno Sammartino in the New York Madison Square Garden to take the WWF title, and since then to terrorize many portions of the country.
Now I have waited a long time, Paul Bosch, to come to this area for the simple reason that you have the greatest wrestlers in all the world here. I come here to prove a point. I am not here by choice, as I told you before. I am here by orders. I have my orders, and I will succeed at any cost to my opponents or anyone else that may step in my road.
And finally, if you're a fan of musicals, look out for Requiem for a Wrestler by Philip Paul Kelly. It's moving in production, and this coming March is having a reading before it starts full production. So why am I talking to you about a musical? Well, I'm going to go to the official website for the musical and tell you. It's about a champion wrestler named Ikan Koloff, a dramatic parody inspired by the legendary wrestler Ivan Koloff. The plot centres around Ikan revisiting his past while answering questions during a look back at the life of a legend interview at a radio station. He struggles with his memories as if wrestling was the duality between his quest for success and fame and the price he paid for it. He recounts his pursuits beginning from youth as a reckless teenager, ending up as an ex-convict, to his crazy days as a wrestler, which led to his struggle with alcohol and drugs, and ultimately his choice for recovery. The play explores the social impact of entertainment wrestling in an age when the public's hunger, thirst, and fascination for spectacle and entertainment and reality TV have become obsessive and insatiable. The action moves forward from flamboyantly and spiritually dramatized his life, encompassing the dangerous, absurd, and often tragic lives of wrestlers within the world of entertainment wrestling, often transporting the audience to being at a rock concert. So Ivan Koloff, who'd have thunk it, back in the 80s, he'd get a comedy musical all about his life and times. I can't wait. I'm excited. Can we book tickets now? Thank you. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Thursday. Later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, since it is Thursday, we have NXT Graded. It'll be me and you talking about last night's NXT. Jack the Jobber will be along with AEW Graded. And, of course, Ross Tweddle will be here with all the AEWTF moments from last night as well. And if you haven't checked it out on the podcast feed yet, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps is now in your podcast catcher of choice, featuring myself in conversation with the brilliant Vader Scott. Do check that out on the podcast feed right now. This is normally the part where I will say, I'll speak to you tomorrow, but I can't say that today because I'm not here tomorrow. I've been granted the day off for my birthday. So I shan't be here to bring you your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News tomorrow morning. I'll be back in the office on Tuesday. So shall we catch up on Tuesday? Loads of stuff still happening over the next 4 days here at Cultaholic, just not featuring myself. Do check out the YouTube channel on the regular and our podcast feed as well. Some little podcast goodness coming up between now and then as well. And I will speak to you on Tuesday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.